The fact of the matter is, whether you've been in network marketing for years or just a few days, your family and friends have seen your opportunity and your phone is, as we call it, burnt. If you're anything like me, that's a scary thought. So the big question is, how do entrepreneurs like us, who love the network marketing profession, who no longer want to be that guy, and are tired of convincing people during uncomfortable, let's get coffee meetings where they say, what's this all about? How do we market in a way that aligns us with our dream clients and expands our network of upfront and transparent professionals, allowing us to get our time back, our families back, and gain a real passive asset? People like us who value impact over income, we deserve to see our visions once and for all. Join me in this podcast where we'll uncover just how to do that. My name is Eric Sablon. Welcome to Burnt Phone Marketing.
What's going on, guys? Eric Sablon here with Burnt Phone Marketing, and I'm super excited. Today, I got a treat for you. I've got an epic interview. I'm going to talk to one of the premier network marketers that has gone from the field to literally CEO of his own network marketing company. I met this guy in a small event. I think there was like 17 to 18 people in a small leadership event. I met him. We talked, we chatted, and I was like, wow, that guy's got a whole lot of things that he's got a ton of knowledge for his age. I mean, I could tell he was a lot younger than me, but in the last 36 months, he grew a team from over 100,000 reps, 35,000 customers, and did over $80 million in sales in less than 3 years, and became the youngest millionaire in the company in less than 8 months. He's been featured on publications such as Tech Times, Hot Living, Fashion Design Weekly. He's a mentor and an eternal learner. He's always sharpening his skills. World traveler, sports car enthusiast. I loved what he did. He bought a car that was just sick, amazing. We'll probably talk about that. He's a father and an amazing, amazing husband to his wife, Jessica, who's part of his company also. It's my honor and privilege to welcome for the second time to the show, Mr. Ricky V. Ricky, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, Eric, and shout out to Burnt Phone Marketing. Also, some of those publications got it wrong. It was 100,000 distributors, 350,000 customers, and $100 million in sales in my first year. Oh. And then we cranked it up even bigger the second year. But no, man, I'm really excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you here taking the time out. I mean, it's not often that you get a CEO of a network marketing company so young, so close to the field that kind of understands what's going on. So I just kind of want to start off with, some of the audience doesn't know who you are. Tell us a little bit about your background. And if you don't know everything about his background, because he has an amazing story, go back and search Ricky V. It was probably our less than 30th episode. So he came on one of my first episodes. Take a listen to his story, because his story is amazing, compelling. But a little bit about who you are and, you know, a little about your backstory.
Yeah, so I am Ricky V, and I am married to my beautiful wife, Jessica. We've got four kids. I am 33 years of age. You know, I'm originally from Peru, from South America, you know, so I was born in like third world kind of poverty. You know, when I was 5 years old, I was attending a preschool. And, you know, my parents got a call saying that there was terrorists on the roof and there was a lot of threats going on. You know, there was just a lot of terrorism going on at the time. And so my parents, you know, they didn't have any education at all, but they wanted just a better life for us. So that day they decided to sell everything that they could possibly find, which wasn't a lot because our home didn't even really have windows or doors. It didn't even have a bathroom. So when we, you know, needed to use a restroom in the middle of the night, we'd all have to wake up and walk like 500 feet. And there was like a hole in this area there that we'd go into. And so they came up with a couple thousand bucks and they came here to the US and they started to build a life, you know, so they were entrepreneurs from the beginning. When I was 13 years old, immigration knocked at my door to deport us back to Peru because the lawyers that were representing us were, for a lack of better terms, just not good people. So they were just taking the money and not really doing the work. And you find that a lot in that world, at least that we experienced. And so We found ourselves being deported at age 13. Luckily, we had some people that came to basically go to war for us, right? And so we were allowed to stay in the U.S. and start all over again, all the paperwork, all the money, all over again. And so finally, when I was 24, I became a citizen of the United States, the most amazing country in the world for us. And it's been amazing. But, you know, that experience when I was 13 really molded me to think in different ways. You know, I never wanted to not be in control of a situation. I wanted to gain some kind of power so no one could really ever have their thumb over me or push us around. And so that really drove me to become an entrepreneur. When I was 20 years old, I dropped out of college. I had failed my art class at the time. And so I just figured college wasn't for me. And the reality is that I would talk to my counselors and I would just say, hey, I know what I want to do. I want to get into business. I don't know what kind of business, but I want to get into business. And they would say, hey, you need to, you know, start with your electives, you know, your art class and this class. And, you know, so, I think college set me up to fail, honestly. So I dropped out and I got introduced to the industry of network marketing. And, it was like, when I saw it, I just knew, like, right off the bat, like, this was where I was going to hit my home runs in life. And I didn't get the best start, you know, it was really a bad start. I had someone posted the other day, hey, how long did it take you guys to make your first $10,000 combined, you know? And a lot of people were commenting saying, like, you know, 3 months, 6 months, 8 months. It probably took me 3 to 4 years to make like 10,000 combined. I mean, I don't even think I made $500 in a month for my first year and a half. I mean, I didn't see a comma in my paycheck for like 4 years, you know what I mean? So I probably got the worst start out there. But, you know, I completely spanked everyone, you know, 10 years later by becoming the fastest and the youngest millionaire inside of a company. I don't think there's one single person on planet Earth that's ever come into a company from scratch and grown it to $100 million a year in sales within the first year. I've just never seen it been done before. And there's a lot of great examples and leaders in the industry. But I think we set a new pace and a new record for the industry. And then, you know, around a certain time in my life last year, June of 2021. You know, again, I just felt like it was a time to move into a different direction. I'd seen a lot of companies do things that I didn't really align with. And I started to think, you know, I said, most network marketing company owners, you find two scenarios. You find, you know, well, a few scenarios. You find a couple of guys that have a bunch of money and they say, hey, let's start an MLM to make more money. They don't do it for the right reasons. You also find the owners that have never been in network marketing, but they're trying to figure out a way to make money. Or then you find those that have had experience in network marketing, but it was maybe 20 years ago and just a lot has changed over the last 20 years. And so they don't really have the perspective of, it's not just so much someone that's young, but the perspective of what it takes to build a business in this day and age. And then I think also it's like the wild, wild west again, where there's so much that you can do online. You can fake a lot of things. And so there's a lot to look out for. And we just wanted to create something of our own. So my business partner and I and my wife, we said, hey, we're going to start our own company. So we resigned everything in June of 2021. And we started to put our own company together in July. And, you know, that's what leads us to today.
Man, that's an amazing, amazing story. Like 36 months has been just crazy. But the funny thing is like, that's the tip of the iceberg. That's what everybody sees. That's like the highlight reel. But all of those, so I want to ask you this question, all of those things that were under the water, under that iceberg, that are just kind of like, you know, my question is, were you an overnight success? And we know that that wasn't it. But what were the, at the beginning, right beforehand, because I'm going to ask you a two-part question, at the beginning, when you were making, you know, less than, it took you to make your first comma in your business, it took you multiple, maybe a couple years. Mm-hmm. So what got you, what was the vision? What was the tenacity that got you at the beginning? And then I'm going to ask you a question after you answer that question.
Yeah. So I don't know if like my answer is even one that like people want to take a note on and use it for themselves. But for me, it was just a chip on my shoulder, man, because when I was 20 years old and I decided to drop out of college and pursue a career in direct sales and network marketing, I mean, everyone was worried about me and a lot of people were very negative towards me. You know, if I would date a girl and she would take me to her house to meet her parents, and they found out that my career path wasn't college, but it was to build a network marketing business. It just never went well. I sat, you know, as I was trying to share the plan, because back then social media wasn't that big. And so I was still scheduling appointments to meet with people to go over the plan. And people would say, hey, you should probably go back to college. And so I really gained a chip on my shoulder. And I just felt like, you know, I think my first paycheck in a month was like $14. And I, like, in my mind, I just felt like, okay, well, you can't really say it doesn't work because I just made $14. Sure, it's not thousands of dollars, but it's $14. So it shows that it does work. And so I think it was just this chip on my shoulder where I was like, you know what, like one day I'm going to just show each and every one of you, like what this is really all about. And so I just kept pursuing it, man. And I also, like, my dreams never had an expiration date. So there was never like a backup plan for me. It was just like, we're going to build it no matter what. And every year I got a little bit better, even if it wasn't drastically better. Right. I think, like, I don't know, maybe my first year might've been $400 total. You know what I mean? Maybe my second year, double that. So it wasn't like a lot of money, but in my 10th year, when I felt like I've gained a lot of experience and I've figured out how to really build these things, I was able to blow past every single person and I became the youngest and the fastest millionaire, but that took me 10 years. So it was for 10 years, people being like, I can't believe you're still doing it, or you should go back to college, or you have a wife and kids now, you know, what are you thinking? And then finally, when I blew past all those people, I mean, you can take all those people and combine their incomes in a year and add it up, and it wasn't even close to what I was making a month, you know? And so I just, that's what I lived for, you know, and that never goes away, because you always get to newer levels of success. And when we decided to part ways with our previous company and start our own, I mean, you know, you have everyone just being like, you know, most startups fail, you shouldn't do, like, and it, you know, all the naysayers come back again. But to me, it's always just been like a chip on my shoulder, man. It really drives me. But I also love business. I'm an entrepreneur. Like, I love it. Like, I love the hustle. Like, because I have a wife and kids. And so I love my kids so much. I go volunteer at their schools. Mm-hmm. I go to their extracurricular activity. I do all that. When I'm not with them, I'm working. Right. And if I didn't have kids, I'd be working even more. I just love it. It's just, it's a game to me, and I want to win the game, you know? So that's my whole thing. It's not even money anymore. It's just, I want to win, dude. I want to be the one, you know?
Right. It's like now it's winning and contribution.
Right. Right. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know, man. I, like, again, it's not everyone's hustle, right? I think that not everyone joins network marketing to one day become an owner or to even become a millionaire. The vast majority just say, hey, I want to cover the mortgage payment, or I want to cover the grocery bills. But for me, like, I am just a thoroughbred entrepreneur, man. Like, I want to build companies. And so that's the hustle in me. I love it. You know, when I'm 70 years old, I'll still probably be doing a different company in a different industry. You know, I won't stop. I just love what I do.
So I love what you said there, because some people, I've been reading a book by one of my mentors, and it's called Average Sucks, but he talks about, you know, getting to an average and being like, that's your average. Like, that's what holds you up. Now, you said that some people go into network marketing thinking, you know what, I just want to bang out the mortgage. I just want to do this. And we've seen that you've gone from zero to an infinite amount of revenue, a totally different lifestyle. How do you think that mindset of not just covering the rent? I mean, I know there was times in your career where you were like, you know what, I just need to make 10 more sales and I'll be able to bang out the rent and bang out this and we'll go eat. But how do you think that differentiated you from, like, because you're uber successful now in that business. How do you think that helped you with that bigger vision for someone that, you know, someone that's in there like, you know what, I'm making 1,000, I'm making 2,000, I'm making 5,000, I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Like, well, how do you think that's helped you? Because I know good is not good enough for you at all.
Yeah, I mean, and I have to be very careful because there's because I want to be respectful to those that it is enough, you know, but for me, it's kind of like, you know, you can only see like what's in front of you. Like if you're driving at night, you got your headlights on, you can't see like miles away. You can only see like what's in front of you, like if you're in a snowstorm. And so for me, it's like, of course my end game has always been, I'm going to be a record breaker. I'm going to do this and that. But in that specific time, it wasn't about that. Like I knew that that was the end goal, but in that specific time, it was all about getting to $500 a month, you know? And, you know, me and my wife had, like, there was a lot of tough times in those 10 years, right? Like during those 10 years, there was a moment where we even had to move in into my parents' basement because we weren't covering the bills. Right. And this, like that moment in time was just like 4 years ago. Right. So it's like a lot can change really fast. You know, so being in my parents' basement and like that first night, you know, at the time I only had two kids, now I have four, but the two kids are asleep and me and my wife are up and we're like, okay, so what's the plan? You know? And like, we pull out a notebook and we say, okay, like this is our phone bill. This is our the rent that we're going to pay and all this stuff. And it's like, at the time the total was like $2,000 a month. Right. So it wasn't even a lot. So I'm like, all right, this is what I'm going to do. I said, I'm going to get myself a job and I'm going to make sure that the job covers that $2,000 a month, and part-time I'm going to build this business. And so I got a job. I went out and got a job, and I got a sales job because I didn't want just like a 10-hour job. So I got a sales job, right? Which was like, you know, even worse, I think, because people are like, no, you got to get something stable. But I got a sales job. And in that sales job, in those like few months that I mean, I wasn't there a few months. I was there probably like 6 months. But during the time that I was there, I became the fastest, or I became the number one salesman there. And then during my lunch breaks, I would be in the hallways doing three-way calls, building the business, reaching out to people. And probably within 3 months of having a job, I was also seeing $5,000 weeks from my network marketing business. So all of a sudden, like I was accumulating all this cash and I just became addicted to having two sources of income. And then finally went out like 8 months later, six to eight months later, one day, like it just... It was funny because I told my boss, I said, I'm making so much more money outside of this job that it makes no sense for me to be here. And they wouldn't let you work part-time. But because I was a number one salesman, he said, I'll let you work part-time. And I said, I can do 10 hours a week. That's all I can do. And he said, okay, that's fine. And I was doing 10 hours a week and my sales doubled in those 10 hours a week at work. And my job, my business kept growing too. And finally it just got to a point where my daughter one day was like, Dad, like, I want to have a tea party with you today. So can you just miss work? And I said, yeah. And I called my boss and I said, hey, you know, like I'm done. Like I quit, you know, and that was the last of it. But like, so it was just those certain things where like we had to hit certain goals first to be able to see more, because at the time, like I knew what I wanted the end picture to be, but I said, gosh, right now, like this is what I need to do for the family. And so, so to answer your question, like some people might have that, but for some people, like they gain their full fulfillment doing other things, you know what I mean? And I just have never experienced happiness having a job. But that's not to say that other people don't, because I know people that really love what they do. And so I have to be careful. I guess you just got to figure that out on your own. But that was just always a hustle in me. It's like, if I can do this and I can hit that. And there's just plenty of proof in the industry. So it's like, no one needs faith that it can be possible, because we, you know, if faith is something that you don't see that you hope can happen, but it's like, there's already a lot of stories. I'm one of the stories. So the faith is no longer necessary. It's just more the belief in yourself and the hustle and the ability to do what you think you can do, you know? So I don't know if that answers your question.
No, that totally does. So I'm going to ask you like, it's just a little bit something for the audience, because you said something in a training that you did a while back. And, it says, in Ricky's own words, you must learn to lead yourself before you can successfully manage a business, team, and even success itself. Can you like dive deep in like in a minute or two on, you know, why that has helped you in your business and why people should actually really look at taking care of and understanding what they need to do here before they go out and build a business?
Yeah. I mean, everyone's the alpha of their own life. You know what I mean? And it's like, well, I mean, I can't even say that you're an alpha, right? Like maybe you're not, but you need to become one. And it's like, like everything comes down to yourself, man. Like there's, I mean, look, I like no one's going to come pick up the calls or come pick up the phone and do calls for you. No one's going to come pick up the weights for you. No one's going to come read the books for you. No one's going to do any of that. It's really like a self-driven, it's a self-driven movement that you have to do. And the reason why it is because like, every single thing that we go through is preparing us for something. Right. And so I always say like, when you don't have discipline and you don't have confidence in yourself, there is nothing that's going to save you, man. Like if you don't have the confidence in yourself, like I had to get like what I always wished for in network marketing for me was that, like, I want to be so dang confident and so good at what I do that, like, I can go rebuild it anytime without any fear. Like, I'll just go do it. Like, I didn't ever want to worry about money. My security was never in money. My security was always like, if I develop the skills and the know-how, then I can go into any part of the world and create my own economy, you know? And so that's what's always driven me. It's like, I don't want to be in control of anybody. Like, if there's one person that's in control of me, I don't want nothing to do with it. Like, I want to develop my own way, my own path, so that I'm a free man. Like, that's always been my drive. But in order to achieve that, or even if it's just whatever goal you have, it's just the becoming of that person, right? So it's like, why do you have to go to the gym, right? So for me, like, when you go to the gym, it's not even so much to get in shape, but it's like, can you prove to yourself that you're willing to go to the gym every single day, even on the days that you don't feel like going, right? Oh, I hate reading. Okay, that's fine. But can you still pick up a book and prove to yourself that you can read every day and do the things that you absolutely hate doing, right? Oh, I hate prospecting. Okay, that's fine. But it's like, can you prove to yourself that you're willing to do those things? Because those are the things that really end up building you. You know what I mean? Anyone can right now go on this, like go on some kind of weight loss journey and lose weight really, really fast. 3 weeks, 4 weeks, lose 15, 20 pounds, starving themselves. But that doesn't gain any kind of discipline, right? Are you willing to go every single day, every single week, every single month for years and years and years? Because that's what really is going to build that self-confidence. And you're leading something, whether it's you're leading your kids or you're leading your wife or you're leading a team or you're leading something, but it's like the most important thing that you can lead is yourself, man. Like, you got to be that person that develops your discipline, that develops your hustle, that develops like your personal work ethic, right? It's so easy to pick up a Grant Cardone book at 10X and like, oh yeah, I'm so fired up, I'm motivated, yada, yada, yada. And then nothing happens, right? Like until you lead yourself and get yourself off the couch and do something, like nothing's gonna work. And I think that's the biggest scam of the personal development industry is everyone just becomes these readers. But it's like, until you actually start to put in the work and do the work, nothing is going to change for you. Like, look at Andy Frisella. Like, I love Andy Frisella, man, big fan of his and his 75 hard program. And a lot of people are out there posting like their transformation pics. Oh, look at my body weight and look at my transformation. And it's like, what I rarely see people posting is like, look at the person I've become. Like, my business has doubled. Like, my sex life has improved. The relationship with my kids is amazing. My discipline is bulletproof. Like, it's those things that really count. And so as I'm building a business and I'm doing trainings and things like that, I'm telling people, I'm like, look, how could your life change if you reached out to 1,000 people in the next 30 days? And the reality is most people are like, oh man, that'd be so awesome. But it's like, they fail to realize that it's not because of the money that you're going to make, but it's like, you know, you get the question all the time. Well, what do I say to people? Can you give me a script? Or can you say this? Or can you say that? And it's like, man, if you just picked up the phone and started talking to people and did it 1,000 times, like, you'll never ask that question again. You'll know exactly what to say, how to say it, who to talk to, what to do. It's who you become in the process, man. And so that's why you got to lead yourself, because that's always going to be the most important thing out there, you know?
100%, man. That's huge. Like, leading yourself, getting yourself dialed in before you go out and try to lead a bunch of other people, before you build a team. You know, I'm going to ask you a couple more questions, but, let's just do it. Man, you know, we talked about what you did before. We talked about you built a huge business, did over $100 million in less than a couple years or less than a year. How can people find out about what you're doing right now and what you're currently working on?
Yeah, you can go to Facebook, nordstar.com/Ricky V Project. You can type in North Star, North with an E, North Star, all one word. And you'll see the name of our company. That's where you'll see a lot of updates. But if you go to my Facebook page, I post most of my things there. I'm still big on Facebook, man. I don't have enough time to do so many platforms right now. For myself, at least, for the company, it's different. But yeah, so you can find out about me on Facebook.
So what I'll do is I'll put that in the show notes so that there'll be links to both places so they can check you out and find out what you're doing. Because guys, here's one thing that I know about Ricky is like when he does something, like as you can tell by his passion and his fire and his ambition and his tenacity, when he does something, he does it right. And before the call, we were actually talking and just the vision of the way that he wants to take the business, the vision for the way the client experience, the way the customer experience, the way the distributor experience, all of that stuff is so unique. And it's such a different level. And it comes from somebody that's been in the field doing it and actually being able to put his fingerprint on it and be like, this is mine. This is ours. This is us. And it's just an amazing, amazing, amazing vision that he has. And it's a young company, but I'll tell you what, you know, we'll be doing this call from a year from now, like we did 2 years ago. 2 years ago, we did a call and he had just launched. And now he's doing this call and he literally just launched something new, but super excited for that. So what would you, on a final thought, we've got two final thoughts. What would you share with somebody? And we kind of did already, but what would you share with someone to get them started, to take their lives or relationships or finances to the next level? Like what is the first thing that you train overall, like the trifactor, health, wealth, relationship, all of it, and family, because you do all of them. What's like the one thing that gets you dialed in and set to the right course?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very like broad question, because I mean, we could go into like, how does someone get started in a business or anything? But I think that, again, I think most things do come down to self-confidence, man, and belief. And so when I start to design a project, like, you know, in my previous company, when I became like the fastest millionaire and the youngest millionaire, it was never about like, well, what social media post am I going to make this wild announcement, right? For me, it was just like, I pulled out a sheet of paper and I said, by February, I'm making this money. By October, I'm making this. Or by April, I'm making this. By October, I'm doing these. These are my financial goals. I created, you know, affirmations around them. And every single day, I would just, you know, close my eyes and give thanks for already achieving those, even though I hadn't yet, but I knew that they were coming, right? And so when we started putting this company together and we started, you know, putting it together and all that, and it was like, hey, now it's time to build. It was the same thing, you know, opened up a notebook and it was like, let me design what I'm going to personally be hitting and doing every single day. Mm-hmm. And so I would encourage everyone, there's different things that you can do, right? But for me, I've always been big on waking up in the morning and spending 30 to 40 minutes just by yourself, right? And I do this now in front of my fireplace. So I wake up, you know, 45 minutes before my kids have to be up for school. And I sit there and I get into like the Indian stance, or like my legs crossed, and I just sit up straight and I listen to this audio called I Am That I Am by Wayne Dyer. And I turn on the fireplace and I just close my eyes and I just start to say thank you, you know? And when I say those things, I start to visualize the goals that I've set for myself in the present tense. And I just stay in that zone for 45 minutes. And what I've learned that does is that really puts you in a different vibration that allows you to attract different things throughout that day. Random things will happen, you know, from someone saying, hey, I'm ready to sign up, or hey, I just placed an order, whatever it is. So that's number one, what I would start off with. And then number two is I would create your own power list of things that you have to do for your own personal business. whether it's like, for me, it's always been reach out to 10 people, follow up with 10 people and make 10 new connections, right? And the more I've become centered around those things, the faster I get them done. So like when I wake up in the morning and I do that, I take my kids to school, I come home, I can knock my power list out in less than an hour. I've reached out to 10 people. I followed up with 10 people. So I create my own personal power list, whether you're in network marketing or not, you might be in a sales company, but what are those things? The reason why I became a salesman, the top salesman when I got a sales job, was because I realized when I first walked into the job, my observation was I'd walk into this job and I'd see the salesman going to the kitchen, preparing their coffee, catching up with their buddies. And I said, look, if I can just come in and start dialing, I remember that like within 2 hours, I had like 300 dials out already. So for me, it was like, maybe I wasn't the best salesman, but I was such a hustler that I would get it done. Like I would do 10 times the call than anyone do. And they'd wonder why I was succeeding or why I could still work part-time and be the top salesman. And it's because it didn't have to do with anything other than I was doing the numbers. And so if you create your own power list and then stick to it every single day, the most important part is really sticking to it every single day, because that's what creates your discipline. That's what builds your character. That's what ends up building your belief. And all of a sudden one day it's just like, boom, it just goes. And then people are asking you, how did you do it? And it's like, you don't really know what to say because you can't really describe it. But it's like you just you put in that work, you know what I mean? And so for anyone that's looking to start or get a reboot, start off by making your vision sheet of the things that you're going to achieve over the next 24 months. And 24 months goes by fast. You know, now that we have the whole Facebook memories, when you go on your memories, you're like, dude, I can't believe that happened 3 years ago, 5 years ago. It's like crazy. And it's like, it goes by fast. Every second counts. So it's like, if you wake up in the morning, you get intentional of the zone that you're in and you start to visualize those things and you start to be grateful for the things that are not yet here, but you know, are coming. And then you dive into your power list, like magical things happen, right? Like I'm a hustler, man. I like to work a lot, but that doesn't mean that I need to. Like I can be done with my day by 10 a.m. I'm done. You know, I keep going, but it's like, but I'm done by 10 a.m. with the things that I've committed to myself personally, what the team does, what the upline does, what the crossline do. That makes no effect on what I'm going to personally do first. And then those things come into play. So that's where I would start.
Man, that's a huge nugget, guys. Make sure you write that part down. Re-listen to this, because if you're starting out or you want to reset or refresh, you're going to want to just listen to that section, get it dialed in, and then implement. Because here's the thing. We all listen to podcasts and we're like, this is the greatest thing in the world. We all watch these YouTube videos. This is the greatest thing in the world. And then event high gets killed. Nobody does anything. One of my mentors said this. He said that implementation is worshiped. Like implementation, go out and do it. And that's exactly what Ricky's doing. He's like going out there and doing it. And that's why he's so successful. And that's why he has that drive and that vision, because his success just builds on what he's doing. His finish line is his new starting line. So, man, Ricky, it was an amazing call today. If you haven't shared this with one of your friends, you got to share it with one of your friends, because this is the real deal. This is the Ricky V project. This is the person that when I met him, he was a director in the company, maybe just got on board. And let's be honest, that's like way like low in the dollar amounts. I mean, it's some money, but when I saw him, I was like, wow, this guy is legit. He's wise beyond his own age. And here's what I'd say to anyone that's like, you know, in their 40s, 50s, 60s, you know what? The youth is bringing something that's amazing. And it's just amazing to have somebody that's as youthful as yourself, as experienced, and then has been through the tracks that you've gone through to get where you are today, man. Ricky, it was a pleasure. And I look forward to seeing your next journey and your $10 million when you cross that line this year. Give me a call, because I want to get you back on and be like, here's where $10 million is. He put it on a notepad.
Right.
And said he was going to do it and took action.
We'll do it. Thank you for having me, Eric. Appreciate you, man.
No problem. And guys, make sure you listen to the full outro. Also, make sure you check out the show notes because there'll be links to Ricky and to North Star. All right. So thank you guys and enjoy your next. I will see you guys on the next episode of Burnt Phone Marketing Radio. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you so much for your listenership and your continued support of Burnt Phone Marketing Radio. This is Eric Sablon. And as a bonus to you, I wanted to give you guys a free strategy session with me. All you have to do is go to www.burntphonemarketing.com/book-a-call. And we will set up a strategy session to help you get unstuck. So that's www.burntphonemarketing.com/book-a-call.